The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Antonio Sabato, you know him from all kinds of things, television shows, movie shows. He's been a model. He's been just a celebrity. So, Antonio, let's say you're walking down the street and you got time to kill. And Doc Thompson goes, Antonio, what's up?
Antonio, you got my vote. What up?
You're going to take a picture with us, or you're just going to give us the head nod?
No, I'm going to take the picture. I'm going to take your vote, and then I'm going to take your money for my fundraiser.
Okay? That's awesome.
That's the deal.
So let's say you're on your way to The View, because you were on The View recently, and that was interesting, huh?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. You know, listen, facts are facts, and I think that we need to keep focusing on that instead of making things up like the lying media does on a daily basis. And I think the American people are waking up, and they love the fact that they get the straight-on facts from the president. And I'm doing the same thing because I love the facts, because you can't lie against those things.
So go to Vote Antonio if you want to find out more, and you're running for Congress, right?
I'm running for Congress in my District 26 in Ventura County, California, which I live in. And my opponent has never lived here before. She doesn't get what my community needs and understands. And I do. And I've been living here for over a decade, and I'm proud of it. So we're going to keep fighting. We're going to win in November for the American people.
So it got a little spicy on The View when they brought up immigration. Mm-hmm. You immigrated here with your mother and sister in, I think, the 80s. And then you became a legal U.S. Citizen. What did they get wrong, and what do you want people to know about immigration?
Well, immigration's got to be legal. We're allowing a million people legally to come here every single year, and there's a lot more millions coming in here illegally. We have to just differ the two words. There's an immigrant, and there's an illegal immigrant, which is using this government, and that's not right. And the Democrats are using these people as slaves. They use them for voting. They use them for all these things that have nothing to do with the American people. And that's wrong. And we need to stop that, because the American people, the Constitution works for people that are living here and appreciating the things that we have. And I'm doing just that. And we need to stop this illegal immigration that's costing this country billions of dollars every single year. And the veterans are always last in line, and we have homelessness in California that is rising up to a place that I've never seen before. Cities like San Francisco look like third world countries, and the Democrats are ruining the state. They're ruining a lot of the cities like Chicago, like California, we can't allow that to happen anymore. We need to stop that. We need to have common sense and make sure that the American people are first in line.
You know what? I'm so happy to hear you say that about legal versus illegal. This, Antonio, this has to be calculated. They know the difference, but they constantly say immigrant, not distinguishing between the two. I am the most passionate person about legal immigration. We need people to come to America. It's good. We're the melting pot. My wife and mother-in-law are legal immigrants in America. I mean, this is who they are. But there is a difference between that and somebody breaking our law. They have to know that they're conflating these, and it has to be for agenda.
Well, they're allowing this to happen. I mean, if you could go to another country and get welfare, free everything, pretty much free everything, and you're allowed to go there because all you have to do is cross the border, I think you would do it as well, and I would do it too. But the thing is, that's got to stop, because right now we can't allow all this free stuff, which is not free because the American people are paying for it. And then when you need something from your government, nobody's there to help you. The Democrats are very good at this. They get these illegal votes every single season. They're going to get it. They're going to try to do it in November, but the American people are going to stand up. We're going to win this campaign on votes, on legal votes, because the American people are fed up.
You know what? That is refreshing to hear, because we don't hear a lot of that, or enough of that anyways, especially from people who immigrated. Tell me about your immigration to America, your family coming here.
Well, it was a struggle. People think we had money, which we did not. We saved everything. We lost our home in Rome before we moved here. It burned down to the ground. We lost everything we ever had. So we were stranded on the street. We had to pick ourselves up and save everything we ever had. My parents had many jobs at the same time. And we were able to come here with a green card and do the process. We stayed here for 2 years in America, and then we had to go back because we ran out of money. We could have done things illegally the whole time, and we didn't, because we take pride in what we do, and we take pride in life as a whole, and we take pride in this country, because this country is the greatest country in the world. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I believe that this is the right thing. I was put in the place by God to put in this place for a reason. And I'm telling you, man, we are running a strong campaign. We're going to win this. We're going to destroy Miss Julia Browley, our congresswoman who hasn't done anything in Congress in almost 6 years. We're going to destroy with the votes. People are coming out strong. This is for America. This is for the future of this country. This campaign has never been about me. It's about the people that live in Ventura County that I'm proud to be surrounded by. And go to VoteAntonio.com. Keep helping us. We need to raise a lot of money. We don't have all the Democrats' money that they have that they're sitting on. And, you know, we're doing this the grassroots. We're doing this the real way with the real votes and real people who care.
So you're out shaking hands and you're on the street and you promise not to give me a nod. You promise to give me a right. Stop and chat for a little bit. What are you hearing on the street over the gun control issue? I mean, that's got to be first and foremost on many people's minds today.
Well, I hear two things. One is some people are very ignorant about the gun laws and what they have done and how strong these gun laws are not are or aren't. And the other ones are like, we want our Second Amendment. We want to be able to protect ourselves. Please help us keep that. We have 27 amendments. We got to keep them all. Once we start taking one out of the other, then forget it. This country falls into in places that we never imagine, and we don't want that to happen. We have great laws. We have a great constitution. And by the way, people always say, well, the constitution works for immigrants who are coming here. Well, they're not American yet. The constitution works for American people who are here, being Americans, under the same laws that we have in this country. But it's a tough time right now. We got to protect our schools. We got to protect our children. It's just common sense. We got to have guards, veterans, off-duty police officers. We got to take these gun-free zones and trash them completely. We can't allow a gun-free zone, a place where a criminal can go and know exactly that there's nobody there carrying whatsoever. We're allowing these murderers, these people full of evil, to walk in our schools and shoot down our children. That's not going to happen. We got to stop that. I suggest what the president just suggested, with everything from gun laws to really protect our kids in the schools, having the right protection. Teachers, concealed carry is something that I would fight for. I think it's understandable, and I think we should allow that to happen. We should have our children go to school and feel safe, and they're not at the moment, and that's a scary thing. So we got to come together as a country. We got to start bringing God back into our family. We got to start bringing common sense back into our families, and make sure that the American people are safe all the time.
So I'm at your website, VoteAntonio.com, and I click on issues. And the first issue that comes up, and it is so refreshing to see that, not only on somebody's page about issues and how they feel, that you listed it first, and that is veterans. Antonio, this is an easy one for us to get right, and the government has failed our veterans forever.
All the time. And I don't get it. You know, we have people, Americans, who are dedicating their lives for our safety. And we're always questioning where they should be and who should be taken care of, and we don't have enough money and this and that. No. The president finally last year was able to allow veterans to get more. And my opponent benefited from it. And she's all up in arms saying, well, I did this for the veterans in Oxnard. No, you did not do that. The president did that because you haven't done that for almost 6 years. You were able to do it now. But we got to put the veterans first all the time, not just once a month or once a year and come in for the photo hop. We need to talk about the veterans. We need to talk about that they need everything. And we need these VAs to step up in every way, that we need to have every type of treatment for them when they need it, not 6 months or not a year later. And then we're spending $26 billion on immigration in California, and we're worrying about the veterans. And the veterans are on the street. Some of them are homeless, and we're not doing anything about it. Then we have opioids epidemic. We have this whole thing about addiction in this country. We need to tackle these problems head on, locally and state and nationally. And that's what I'm trying to do. I've already started the process because I've been going to Washington. And as you know, when you get into Congress, you have 2 years not only to pass your policies and to work really hard and make things happen, but also you run a campaign for the next time around. So I already started working with congressmen like Gus Bilirakis out of Tampa, Florida, who is in the Veterans Affair. I started working solid with him. We're friends. We're close. We already have things lined up. And so many other congressmen and women that we're already talking to. Because I want this thing to really start. As soon as I get elected, I'm going in and I got to work. And another thing, I put Ventura County on the map nationwide. You know, and that's what kind of congressmen we need in this county. Mm. I want Oxnard to succeed. I want Ventura to succeed. I want Camarillo, Thousand Oaks, Westlake Village, all my entire community to succeed economically too, because California is against pro-business of any sort, guys. They don't want any business to succeed. They want low-income housing. They want poverty. That's how they succeed. That's how they make their money.
Yes, imagine that, right?
You're talking about California?
I know. Listen, Antonio, you flip California around and I'm there. Because California, okay. I mean, geographically, weather, everything is spectacular. So let's turn it around, and I'm there. I'm ready to move.
Thanks, brother. Oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to turn around my county, and we'll start from there. And
sounds
good. We'll go from that point on. But we have to use common sense.
All right, so your primary is coming up, I think, June 5th. I think it's June 5th. So people have a little over 3 months to help promote you. If they want to donate, I'm guessing they can donate at VoteAntonio.com.
That's right. That's right, my friends. VoteAntonio.com and keep sharing it. Keep donating. We take anything from $5 all the way to $2,700. We got to raise a lot of money.
Don't wave me off.
That's right. We're there.
Don't wave me off.
Appreciate you joining us. I'll tweet out links to your information so people can follow you and hopefully donate and help promote if they like what you're about, okay?
Thank you. God bless you guys.
Thank you, sir. So Antonio Sabato Jr. It's VoteAntonio.com. California primaries June 5th. A lot of primaries coming up now, so
yeah,
it's time to go.
We've got one coming up in the great state of Texas very soon.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.